Hey guys, so I'm sorry I have not been on in a I didn't post last week, but I'm back again. So I'm going to start by telling you a story so you can realize because a lot of Christians do not walk in the spiritual authority that we're called to. So I have a friend who has a church that last weekend, they had a witch come and basically caused this huge distraction, was casting curses on the congregation. And one of the things that she told me the witch said that really stuck out to me, she said that the witch said, "I'm looking for weak vessels." Okay. Well, witches are in it for the power. Right? They know there's power in witchcraft, and there is. You don't need to be deceived to think there is not. But the power of the Lord Jesus Christ living in us is way more powerful. And as believers, we need to stop being passive about spiritual warfare because it says in the word that we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but powers and principalities and spirits of the unseen realm. So demons are literally personalities without bodies, and they want to find a body to enter into. So we need to realize that like the spiritual warfare is so real. So she was telling me what all was going on, and they found like dead flies where this lady was casting curses. And anyways, they got her out of the building. But those dead flies really are show you how real this stuff is. Like we have to stop just sitting in church. We have to do that. We have to walk in the authority that Christ called us to. I had someone today tell me that I'm charismatic, and I'm like, well, in scripture, like they're radical. They laid everything down. The Jesus of the Americanized church is not the same Jesus that's in the Bible. So we have to like assert our authority. We have to walk in our authority. And in order to do that, we have to be in a relationship with him. We have to be in our word. We have to know what it says. Y'all, there's so many things that, get told from the pulpit, but like aren't even like backed by the Bible. And that's why we cannot be weak vessels. Because the people in witchcraft are going to prey on the people that do not have a prayer life, that do not spend time with the Lord, because they are weak vessels. I'm sorry, we need to come up out of that place and realize that this fight is spiritual, and we have to fight in the spirit. We have to put our armor on and fight in the spirit. So if witches know they have power in witchcraft, we have more power that we're not walking in. And we have to stop in compromise. If we are in compromise, it's impossible to walk in our authority. If we are living a life of sin, we cannot live a life of authority because he's called us out to be set apart. We cannot look the same as what the world does. And I tell you guys all of this to tell you like the time is now. Like this is a fight. Like the darker is getting dark. Like look around. I don't know if you've been looking around lately to see how dark and demonized people are, but on the other side of that, the remnant is arising. And we have to make sure that we are prepared spiritually, that we are prayed up, and that we come with oil. Because I caught this revelation on Thursday at prayer night. So the past several seasons, longer than I have liked, that God has crushed me, allowed me to go through these crushings, be rejected by people, be talked down to about like to me. Everything the enemy has thrown at me, but I know that the Lord is using it to equip me because I've been asking him, I've been saying, "Why, Lord? Why is this person that I thought was my friend and walking in the Holy Spirit, Why are they rejecting me? Or why is this person speaking death on me? You know, and questioning kind of my own self. And now I said, you know what? Shut up. And I rebuke you in Jesus' name, all these thoughts of the enemy, because it does not matter what the enemy throws at us. God can use it. So he spoke to me very, very clearly at prayer Thursday night. He said, why do you keep asking why? You should be saying thank you. And I caught it. I caught it in the spirit. And I'm like, I am thankful for the crushing. And let me tell you why. These, just like if you are in the front lines of the army, you have to train. There's intensive training you have to do to be in that fight. Now, he showed me that the enemy is sending all these things to try to distract me, to try to discourage me, to try to, you know, put me in a place of, you know, just exhaustion. And he's doing that because he knows that, like, it's coming about time, guys. And he is using all that the enemy tried to do to equip me to work on the front lines of the kingdom of light. Like, we have to be people that say, it's not my will, but Lord, it is yours, and be willing to die to everything in our lives, to lay it down that don't look like the Lord. It don't look like the Lord. So I was like, wow. So I woke up, and y'all, I'm telling you, my child literally did not, she screamed 3 nights in a row. And in the word, it talks about how the enemy tries to come and exhaust the saints. So what I started doing, instead of waking up and be like, oh, I'm so tired, and I ain't gonna lie, y'all, I was tired, but I said, thank you, Lord, for the crushing. I'm embracing it now. And you know what I did? Instead of sitting here and grumbling and complaining more, because I felt that conviction shift, I'm like, I feel like I need a fast. And when, if you know, you know, when you fast, you're even more tired. But I'm like, it was a supernatural energy that the Lord gave me to keep pushing and keep going, because I want to get to the place where I am rooted so much in Him. Like, when I walk into a room, I don't want people to see me. This is not about me. This is about Jesus. I want them to see Jesus in me, no matter the situation. And if there's, I always pray, Lord, if there's any wicked way in me, pull it out, reveal it to me in Jesus' name. And that's why it's important to have accountability around us, to have people that will hold our feet to the fire and say, hey, what you're doing, you really need to pray into that, because that is not glorifying the Lord. Because at the end of the day, if we are in a position where we say we're a born out believer and we are in compromise, y'all know that you're leading other people astray by your lifestyle, whether that's your intention or not. If you are living in compromise, people are watching. I'm gonna tell you, when I lived in the world and I've seen these people, you know, saying, oh, you know, we just all need to put God first, and they claim to put God first, y'all, the fruit was rotted, the fruit was tainted. So in the world, like, I laughed. I was like, this is a joke. Like, they must be joking, because they're living the same way I am. They have issues like I do. They have, and we all fall short. I get it. But like, when we are handling things the same way as unbelievers do, do we really have the oil the Lord is trying to get out of us, the anointing of the Holy Spirit? No, probably not, because he calls us to sanctification. And let me tell you, it's a commission. We do it together with him. So, you know, a lot of people, I've had people who've come to me that says, I want deliverance. I have anxiety and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay. And then I start kind of talking to them, and when I start talking to them, I realize they're not plugged into a church, they are not reading the word, they are not praying, okay? You gotta kill that flesh, baby. If you don't kill that flesh, that might not be demonic. That might be you just don't want to kill your flesh. You have to do that in order to you have to crucify the flesh every day. Like, and close the open doors. My goodness, please close the open doors to for the enemy to wreak havoc in your life. But like, if you are not grounded and you are not, you know, it's okay for us to be a little uncomfortable. Like the first time I sang on stage, do you think I was comfortable? No. And I'm not like, I'm not gonna speak this over myself, but like, I don't feel like that's where God has anointed me. But when he says, Erica, I want you to get out of your comfort zone, I'm like, ugh, Lord, I don't want to do it. But guess what? We do it. Because the more we say yes to him, the more he is going to use us. If he says, Erica, that person right there is dealing with a spirit of suicide, or is dealing with thoughts of self-harm or thoughts of not being worthy, and I say no to him to not pray for that person because I'm uncomfortable, he's going to use somebody else. I don't want him to use somebody else. I want him to use me. Hold on. Okay. Here we go. Yeah, I might offend somebody, but you know, I don't care. This is my podcast. I've heard people say, well, I don't really want to do that because it makes me uncomfortable. Good. Good. We should be uncomfortable because when we're uncomfortable, we grow. What happens when you go to the gym and you get real sore and uncomfortable from working out? Your muscles grow. Okay? Catch that up in the spirit. So we have to get out of our comfort and walk in authority. And in order to do that, we gotta get into a relationship with Jesus. And we have to crucify the flesh. We need to be in our word, be in prayer. And after we do that, if we are crucifying the flesh and we still having some crazy stuff going on, then we could talk about casting the devil out. But you, honey, baby, please crucify the flesh. Be in your word, be in prayer. Like, pray without ceasing. Even when you don't feel like doing it, get off Facebook, get off TikTok, get off all these social media platforms because you know what? You are feeding your spirit. And there is no reason why any Christian should be, any biblical Christian should be watching stuff like wicked and crazy things that glorify darkness. We shouldn't be doing it. Hey, catch this. Entertainment. The word enter, entertaining me. Oh, I do it just do it for the entertainment. It's entertaining. But what is it feeding? Is it feeding your flesh or is it feeding your spirit? We have to be so hungry for the Lord that it's like, ugh. When you are close to the Lord, I'm gonna tell you this. When you are close to the Lord and you start turning on something that's feeding the flesh, you're gonna say, turn that junk off. I am not feeding my flesh. And the spirit, when you feed that spirit is gonna be you know, being fed and it'll quench it. If you start watching some crazy something horror or some death and everything of the enemy, if you start watching this stuff and oh, it's no big deal, it's just entertainment. That's not good. You're in compromise. You can't walk in authority. You can't cast the devil out when you entertain by him. Catch that. Catch that. You cannot cast a devil out when you are being entertained by the devil. If you are a Christian watching things on the TV that's soft porn, Bridgerton, I've literally heard people say they've been delivered because a demon came in from them watching Bridgerton. Okay? It's entertainment. And I seen that with somebody that I was at their house and they had that on. And I was like, good God, like, how? How? My goodness, how do you sit here and watch this and then say, I'm living sold out? No, you die to that flesh, baby. You don't feed it. You don't let that enter you. When you are sold out for the Lord, when you are walking in the Spirit, He is going to convict you and you won't want to watch it. If you are feeding the flesh is going to want to watch it. The flesh is wanting to have you scroll, go on the scroll hole, and be scrolling all day. Scroll, 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 scroll. Wants to be fed. The flesh wants to be fed. But we have to get to the point where we're starving the flesh, we're crucifying the flesh, and then we can cast the devil out. But we have to be at the point that we are fully have our eyes on Jesus. And if it is not helping our faith, it's probably hindering us. So I would encourage you to pray and ask the Lord, if there is anything in my life that does not look like you, does not glorify you, take it out in the name of Jesus. Lord, help me crucify that flesh every single day so I can walk in the call that you've placed me in. Because we have a call on our life. If we are filled with the Holy Spirit and we have a call on our lives, like, the enemy is obviously wanting to get us discouraged, distracted, all these things, so we don't walk in that authority. It's time to die to that flesh and say no more. I'm gonna do what I have to do. I'm gonna have to delete the Facebook. I'm gonna have to stop talking to this one person because every time I talk to them, I start gossiping. Maybe I need to cut myself off for a while and get myself grounded in the Lord, because you cannot. I tried this when I was in the world. When I was newly a babe in Christ, I was a babe, and I wanted so much to see my friends come to know the Lord. And I still desire that. I still desire that. But there had to be a separation season, a season of setting myself apart and making sure, just like if you're on an airplane and it starts going down. If you have a kid, they always say you put the oxygen mask on you and then you put the oxygen mask on your child, because you cannot effectively help somebody until you are grounded, until you are okay. Because every time I tried to witness, when I was new, I was new in my faith. When I tried to do that, when I tried to still hang out with those certain people, I was a baby. I went back and then I'm like, oh, Lord, why did I do that? And he was like, we need some time. You need to go deep with me. And now those same friendships I still have, but I am strong enough to be able to pour in that person without having temptation. Sometimes maybe it's not something you're watching. Maybe it's a relationship that's holding you back that the Lord is telling you, get up out of this thing so I can work in you. And then you can witness to them in a time of after separation happens, that you can witness to them and pour into them. Because maybe somebody's breakthrough is on the other side of your obedience. So if he's telling you, cut this thing off temporarily or for this season, you do it. Obey the Lord, because that is going to allow us to walk in authority and to be the people and walk in his will, to be the people he's called us to be. We cannot compromise anymore, church. Like, the time is over. I mean, covens are literally going to churches and literally putting curses on people in the congregation. But it's sad because we do not know our authority that we carry in Christ's name, in Jesus' name. We carry so much authority that it's like, you know, these witches be doing some crazy stuff. They be killing chickens and stuff for a sacrifice, y'all. What the world? That stuff, when you walk in your authority in Christ, this stuff don't even, it just makes you laugh. It ain't gonna affect me. Your little witchy crap ain't gonna affect me, because I have the name of Jesus. I have the Spirit of the living God living in me. I'm not scared of you. And we got to get to the point, y'all, that we are grounded so much that we know our authority and we walk in it. Whew. Okay. But yeah. So that was this week, and next week I'll be posting again. And like I said, if you have any questions, if you have any concerns, if you have anything, you know, you want me to address, pray about, you know, want to dig deep in the Word about a certain topic, please reach out to me via Messenger. My name on Facebook is Erica Childress Pugh. So just message me directly and let's have a conversation. I love you guys, and I hope you have a blessed week in Jesus' name.